This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, is set to tell all U.S. senators that courts should not try to make policy when she makes her opening statement for her confirmation hearing that begins on Monday. AP correspondent Mike Hempen. Hospitalizations from COVID-19 have hit their highest points recently throughout the Midwest, but that's not the message coming from a number of Republican governors in the region. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Oklahoma's governor has been upbeat about progress against the virus, despite what figures compiled by public health experts show. North Dakota's governor has called the state's positivity rate of about 7% an achievement, even though that rate of new cases tops the nation. In Arkansas, a group of Republican lawmakers are suing to invalidate a mask mandate and other directives imposed by the governor. Most of the Midwest Republican governors, where the virus is worsening, have either refused to enact statewide mask restrictions or have been rolling back restrictions imposed due to the pandemic. I'm Shelley Antler.
Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert in the United States, told CNN that his comments were taken out of context in the campaign ad for President Trump. Fauci said the ad released Saturday as Mr. Trump recovers from the coronavirus was made without his consent. The 30-second ad features what appears to be an edited clip of Fauci saying, "I can't imagine that anybody could do or be doing more," after a narrator discusses the Trump administration's efforts to fight the pandemic. The quote appears to come from an interview with Fox News in March. This is VOA News.